Welcome to Echoes from the Empire.
Hello and good morning, everyone. Today we have got a special guest with a special story. Can you please first tell us something about yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name is Miriam, and I live in Britain, as you can imagine. So I still live at home with my parents. I go to school like everyone else. However, my roots are in Pakistan. I am a second-generation Pakistani-British girl because my parents immigrated to Britain before my birth.
Which language do you speak at home?
Pakistani. My parents are very strict. However, my mother is a little less strict when it comes to me. She tolerates the Western way of life I have grown up with at school.
What do you mean when you say that your parents are strict? For the Western culture, strict means no alcohol, drugs and stuff like that.
Well, for sure, my parents would not tolerate me drinking or doing drugs, but strict in my family means a little more than that. Even though I'm allowed to go to school, have British friends and dress Western style when I leave the house, there are certain things my parents want me to be Pakistani in, such as deciding for me who to get married to and expecting me to behave like the perfect Pakistani daughter-in-law when my future in-laws are around. Don't get me wrong, I do like tradition, but I also like the British culture I have grown up in.
I guess you are not the only young person who fights with such problems. We have a lot of immigrants here in Britain, and the second generation to which you belong is getting increasingly bigger. There is even a third generation on its way. A minute ago, a message from a girl came in. She wants to know if your parents made an arranged marriage for you. If it's not too personal, you can answer her.
That's no problem. I came to the radio station to tell my story, so other girls will not feel alone with these problems. Yes, I will have an arranged marriage with a guy named Farouk. He is the son of a very strict traditional household. His parents are Benjamin Ajab. His mother is a very good friend of my mother's, and so they want us to get married. But my mother is more tolerant than his parents. One day, I went hiking with my friends from school. Therefore, I wore jeans and a vest which was a bit too short for the traditional way of thinking. But my future parents-in-law didn't know I had such clothes, because they had always seen me in a shalwar kameez suit. So when I got back from this trip, I was very late and I knew my parents-in-law wanted to visit us. While I went into our house, they arrived with their car behind me and saw me in my Western clothes.
So were there any consequences? How did they react?
Yes, serious consequences. I tried to get changed into a traditional shalwar kameez as fast as I could, but it was too late. When I came into the living room, they were already gone. Then Bajram called my mother and told her that my engagement with Farouk was cancelled. She said the reason was that her sister wanted a marriage between her daughter and Farouk. That was such a lousy excuse.
But was that not good for you? I mean, nobody in our Western world would want to marry a person their parents choose.
No, I wanted to marry Farouk. The marriage was arranged, but not forced. Bajram met my mother at a party and they became good friends. So the idea of a marriage between their children was growing. So Farouk and I met each other and our personalities and interests matched very well. We laughed so much when we were together. I like him a lot, and one day they told us their wish for us to get married, and he couldn't stop smiling. He is great. That's why I'm so disappointed.
But why do you think that this daughter of a sister is a lousy excuse? Do you think they cancelled the wedding only because of the clothes you wore?
I think the sister doesn't exist. He knows she was never even heard of, and then, from one day to the next, she shows up. In our society, there are so many stereotypes about English girls, and jeans, for example, symbolize this Western and too liberal lifestyle. I think my future parents-in-law were scared to have a self-confident daughter-in-law, because they think girls from the West want too much freedom. They think they have no respect for their parents and their husbands. They want to have a perfectly obedient and cute daughter-in-law, to show off and to control.
Where do you belong?
I think when I dress in a certain way, it influences how I present myself, even though I am still the same person. The Western and the traditional styles are both part of me, that I cannot deny. It is like having a double identity. The Western part of me is more self-confident. I have freedom and I can live my individuality. I'm accepted the way I am by my surroundings. But I think that is good, not like the first generation immigrants who think the Western culture is bad. I think they are less integrated in the English society, and that brings up conflicts like mine, between modernity and tradition. But the Western society needs more traditional values. I wouldn't hurt people to be more decent, obedient and respectful, but I think the woman risks being oppressed in my traditional culture too.
Why do you have this double identity?
The reason for this is the way we grown up. At home we have the traditional way and in school the Western way. But for us as children of the immigrants, it is hard to find our identity. We didn't grow up in the country of our parents. However, our parents want us to act like we had. In school we see the society of our homeland, the country we were born in, because our parents came so we could have a better life. And we want to fit in, we want to make friends and have fun. It is hard for us to define ourselves because of the clash between these two cultures. In addition, there is a generation gap, because we didn't grow up in Pakistan.
You say that the females in our traditional society are a bit oppressed. What do you mean when you say that?
I think the biggest problem of the women is that most of them don't speak good English. They are so protected by their families that they are isolated from the rest of the English society. Often they've had only little or no education, so they're dependent on their husbands. I think they're often too obedient and accepting the system of patriarchal dominance by their husbands. But some just don't know it can be different. Nevertheless, it all depends on the family. I mean, take for instance my family and Farouk's family. Farouk's family is way more traditional and conservative when it comes to sticking to the original culture, whereas my parents are traditional too. But they also accept that if I want to have a real life here, the life they wanted me to have before I was born, I need to adapt to Western society in a way.
How is your relation to your future mother-in-law?
It used to be very good until she realized I'm not just the perfect Pakistani daughter-in-law she always saw at home, but I am more than that. She wanted me to marry her son. I think she loved me like I was her own daughter. I think she doesn't really reject me for who I am, and she knows that I am no less of a perfect daughter-in-law, even if I adapt to British society outside the home. But unlike my mother, she is too much caught in this patriarchal system of ours and incapable of acting up against her husband. I think to cancel the marriage was the decision of her husband.
How was your mother's reaction to the bad news?
My mother was shocked like myself. We both knew that this was a lousy excuse. She is so wonderful and she always understands me. She accepts my way of life and is more liberal. I think she wants to build a bridge between first and second generation immigrants.
How did you feel when you got the bad news? You said you wanted this marriage. You must be sad.
I was very sad and angry. It was not fair. I lost control of the situation, and in my heart I know that this wouldn't have happened if I wore traditional clothes all the time and restrict my personality to the Pakistani part of it. I sometimes feel ashamed to be who I am. I don't really know what to do.
Any idea what you want to do now?
I don't know it for sure, but I know that there's something good to what has happened. Now I have to face my dilemma and might be able to build my own identity. I'm in the middle of a process of self-discovery. It is painful, but it has to happen. Maybe I will choose the traditional way of life and give up my genes, but I only can imagine what my friends at school would think about me. I think this would help my future parents-in-law to accept me again. The other solution could be to talk to Farouk. I could make a plan to talk to him and tell him about the decision of his parents. If I believe in myself, he will marry me. Then we can show his parents that I'm a good wife. But I think this would bring a lot of unrest into the families. I think my mother would be disappointed because I think she wants to talk to them herself. I hope I will make the right decision.
Thank you. That was on Teens Radio 21. It was very interesting, how always. We hope that your story helped other women in Britain. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Echoes from the Empire.